Sorry, it's just so,
Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, October 3rd, 7 p.m., Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Well, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance at a moment of time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration. Approval of September 5th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Approval of September 5th, 2023 executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from September 14th, 2023, in the amount of $504,274.05.
Move it. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from September 28th, 2023, in the amount of $516,442.77.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. I have two. I was just handed one prior to the meeting. Number one is Stephen Machalaba on behalf of the Highmark Striper Club is requesting use of the gazebo on Sunday, October 22nd from 3 to 4 p.m. to hold an award ceremony for their annual tournament. And number two is a resident, Anya Ardolino, who's requesting use of the senior center for 4 hours for a birthday party for her daughter. And that is on October 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. Do I have any questions or a motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
There is discussion. So the 14th is Atlantic Highlands Day. Do we feel confident that everything will be out of the...
Yeah, we felt comfortable that no one's using it for the store soda or anything like that. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Seven is the consent agenda. Eight is unfinished business. Nine, new business. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rental revenue and indirect revenue is on par with the prior year at this point. We caught up to our shortfall over the first 8 months, and we're flat against the prior year, but we continue to be down overall, and that's due mainly to the drop in fuel price. We're on pace for gallons, but because the price, average price of fuel is down year over year, our revenue from sales is down as well. We're down overall about 7%, and that's completely due to the fuel sales.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes, I'm pleased to report that the council approved the on-the-deck lease extension last month, and the chair just within the last 10 minutes or so signed the lease, and I will deliver a copy to the owner of on-the-deck this week. And that's it.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that the borough employees with more than 25 years of service were recognized by mayor and council early in September, but I do want to recognize again the harbor employees with 25 years or more of service, James Ozzie Osborne and Jeff Merker, and thank them for their service to the harbor.
Okay, thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
Next month I'll have a report regarding the filing replacement. The potential may be next year, and also I'll have a report on the sign that was requested for the senior citizen building for the American Legion, the Lions Club, and the senior citizen.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Murphy.
No question.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
Just briefly, as mentioned, Atlantic Highlands Day will be on October 14th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. down in the harbor, so come on out.
Okay, thank you very much. Reports, Administrator, Mr. Paragina.
Nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Young, handling the construction litigation regarding the Tobo building. Received the preliminary results of our experts' review. After we will discuss in executive session this evening. That's all I have, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Flieger.
Thank you, sir. The Harbor Office sent out the second half of the winter storage invoices. They're now coming in. Brian has repaired a 2-inch water main in the road by the behind the short casino. We received a very nice letter from Mrs. Sween thanking us for making sure to cut the water off before it ended up inside their building. When that went off, it looked like a waterfall coming out of it. The entire road was flooded. So she was very happy that we responded so quickly. The 2024-2025 harbor rates have been approved by the Borough Council. That was done on Thursday, September 14th. The harbor promenade has been seal coated, and we've had nothing but positive comments about that. Everybody down there pretty much liked that. The tenant appreciation dinner was a success. It was fun for all. Everybody had fun down there. We had Sogans replace a 50 amp outlet for the Prowler. They had burnt out a 50 amp outlet, and we took care of that the same day. Marine travel lift was inspected, and the fluids changed. We got that done right before started pulling boats for winter storage. The RFPs for Helix and Mooring Tackle went out to five companies on September 20th. I have to leave them there out for 30 days, so I expect to get all of them in by October 20th. We have the lights above the launch ramp and the fishing pier were out after we had that lightning storm. We replaced them with LED now, so there's no more bulbs. The electrician said when he went up there, all the bulbs were shattered. So I'm working with the Coast Guard currently to replace the channel marker light from the storm we had the other night. We lost a channel marker light number 4. We know there was a boat that had hit it, and I did get confirmation from the Coast Guard today that we can use the marker that I had the guys assemble for that channel, and they're going to be putting it out in the water soon. And that's pretty much everything I have.
Thank you.
Lou, is the summer slip and mooring contracts for 2024 going out this month?
It should go out, the first one should go out by the end of this month.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to comment on the tenant appreciation dinner was very well attended. And we did get a chance to speak with many of our tenants. And Councilman Murphy and Councilwoman Hohenleitner and myself all received some suggestions from various tenants. We will look into it.
Oh, good, thank you. Assistant manager report, Mr. White?
Lou covered everything over there.
Okay, thank you. Now is the public portion part of our meeting. If you'd like to address the commission, please raise your hand, stand, and give your name and address. Yes, sir?
Thanks, Mr. Wall. Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Just a couple of questions for the attorney. I see that Judge McCarthy has called for a case management conference on January 3rd, and in his office's electronic notifications to the attorneys involved. Is Mr. DuPont still working for the borough?
No. I don't know about for the borough, but in terms of that case, I thought a substitution of attorney for Mr. DuPont. But the e-court system leaves the prior attorney in there because you still have ethical problem. It's just the way it works.
Okay. So his looks like his whole office is still getting all these notifications.
Thank you. I also get noticed, I mean, I've substituted out of cases. A lot I can think of in Bradley Beach where I did the first part of it, and the second part was handled by the chief attorney. But I still get the notices for that because the judge wants some alive body. So they leave you in there.
I was just curious. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. Can I get a motion to enter executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. I'm going to say something for the executive session.
Yes, there will be no action taken after executive session, and we will be about 30 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Tell her daughter. Right, thank you everyone for returning. Appreciate your time, your consideration. Can I have a motion to come out of executive session and go back into our regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.